The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. Filling in for Meg today, who's out sick. My guest for this half hour is Todd Thompson, president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Great to see you, PJ.
Great to see you. So how are things at the Pensacola Chamber?
Things are busy, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah?
It's a busy time of year, but it's really good. I do have to make my usual comment about it. We have some beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather today.
Yes, we do.
And it looks like it's going to last for the week, so we're very excited about that.
Absolutely.
Things are just rocking and rolling. Lots of new businesses joining the Chamber, lots of ribbon cuttings. I just got back from Pace, where Sacred Heart opened a new facility out on Woodbine, or just off Woodbine Road, off Chemukla Highway.
Oh, wow.
And so they're going to be able to serve more people in the Pace area, but also they were saying, you know, Northern Escambia folks, it's probably easier for them to get over there than it is maybe to come, you know, downtown to the hospital. So that's just a sign of more growth, more activity, and needing those healthcare services in more areas. So that was great to be a part of. Things are continuing to grow, and we're just excited to see it.
That's awesome. So so Sacred Heart, is it like a generalist kind of facility?
Yeah,
is it specialized in something?
Yeah, no, it's not specialized. That was part of the presentation. It's like they do everything from birth to, you know, if you have serious health issues later in life, you know, they cover everything. They have 11 beds there. It's an emergency facility. They have the helicopter, so if they have to go, you know, grab someone from a dangerous situation and bring them there, they can do that. But they have agreements with Santa Rosa and Escambia County to bring patients there, the ambulance services. So it's, you know, again, just another sign of growth in our community.
Absolutely. I'm sure that community is very happy to have them. So,
yes.
All right. And I know you mentioned a lot of ribbon cuttings, and I'm looking at your calendar right now. You do have quite a few. Any that you want to highlight?
We've got one coming up. I'm glad you mentioned that. On Wednesday, I know we've got Staybridge Suites at Pensacola Airport. That's late afternoon at 4:30. We always encourage folks to come out to those. You know, it's open to the public. It's open to our members. We've had quite a few lately where, you know, whether it's friends of the business owners or their other chamber members or other members of the business community come out and support. There was one on North Palafox. This one was really fun. It's a business called Houndstown, and it's a doggy daycare and boarding and facility. And we had Mrs. Jones Coffee was there. We had some friends of the owner there that, you know, they set up tents, and so they made it a full kind of afternoon of celebration and activities to go with the ribbon cutting that we had there. So, you know, some businesses really go all out and make it a big, you know, more than just the ribbon. But we do a lot with what we do with the ribbon cutting. So just so folks know, right, when we come, stream the ribbon cutting live on our Facebook page, and we do a full interview. One of our ambassadors will interview someone from your business about where you're located, your services, how people can get in touch with you, what drives what you do, why did you start this business, or why do you do what you do. So it's a real great opportunity to get the word out about your business. And, you know, like I said, we share it on our social media. We have it on our calendars so people know about it. We just want to encourage members who've joined the chamber, maybe haven't done that ribbon cutting yet. If you haven't done it, do it. It's a great way to get the word out and really encourage folks you know, to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Before I even moved to Pensacola, obviously I was watching from afar and in Wisconsin, and I know that Pensacola Chamber, some of those videos did come up, so it was great to be able to see some of those business owners and then the interviews that, like you said, were conducted with them, maybe a little bit of video of their business and what they do, and that just kind of got the wheels churning for when we came down here. Maybe we want to connect with that service. Maybe it's a fun thing we want to do in the area. So, and it's a great job that that you guys, you know, put that much effort into promoting the business, you know, right at the ribbon cutting, because that's just fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I mean, you know, the vast majority of our members are small businesses, and this is a great opportunity to introduce your small business to the community. But we also do, you know, a number of networking events. So tomorrow and Thursday, and these are every other week that we have these networking lunches at our office at the Chamber, 418 West Garden Street on the fourth floor. We're across the street from Everman's. We have a networking lunch, starts at 11:30, usually about 20 to 25 folks that come, and you get to do a little pitch about your business and connect with other small businesses in the area. And it's just another thing that we offer. It's free to Chamber members. If you're not a Chamber member, you can come and check it out. And if it's something that you want to keep doing, you need to join the Chamber. But yeah, we really look for those opportunities for networking. There really seems to be a strong desire for those opportunities to connect, to get to know people. And that's what we really try to do. That's why we call this show the Chamber Connection, because we want to connect people. We want to connect businesses and make things happen.
Absolutely. And as a former ambassador for the Chamber, right. I love that connection opportunity, whether it was at your monthly Good Morning Pensacola breakfast or what have you. Even the ribbon cuttings were good ways to meet new people that maybe I wasn't going to come across in my daily life otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. And so some of the other things that our ambassadors do, so when we have a new member, our ambassadors will take a welcome bag that has some goodies. It has, you know, obviously things like our annual directory with, you know, you get every business is listed in there, but also has, you know, our activities and staff and things like that. So our ambassadors do that outreach. They follow up with new members to make sure they're getting the most out of their Chamber membership. I like to say joining chambers like joining the gym. You know, you get excited, you tell people, but if you don't use it, you don't get the benefits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going to join, really encourage you. We have a lot of free events that we, you know, encourage people to attend. We had our business after hours was first Wednesday this month at Seville, and that was huge. I mean, tons of people, great turnout there.
Awesome.
So that's another, you know, it's free to Chamber members. So, you know, another benefit for being a member. We just had our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast this past Friday, sponsored by Florida Power and Light. They gave us an update on their progress in the area and the things they're doing, especially with hurricane season coming up, things you can do to be prepared, but how they're going to be prepared if there is a storm this year.
So, and I heard it was at a new location.
Yeah, just for this month, we were at the Wright Place, which is part of the Methodist Church there on Wright Street.
Okay.
So we changed it up, but we'll be back in May at Scenic Hills Country Club on Friday, May 1st. So it's going to be a big day. We've got Good Morning Pensacola to kick things off. And then at noon, we will have the Chamber Classic Golf Tournament. So we'll be out there all day at Scenic Hills. If you don't have your team yet, we still have a few spots left, I think. I haven't been back to the office yet today, so I have to see. But
okay.
You know, we're filling up quick, and it's going to be a great day. So if you like golf, come out and join us. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information about that and all of our activities. We've got a couple of different calendars on our website. There we have our Chamber calendar, which has all of our Chamber events, and you can click on there to find out how to register and get more information. And as a member, we have a community calendar. So if you're a member, you can post your events, you know, so people can find out, oh, okay, so, you know, this business is having a kickoff sale or, you know, some employee appreciation event or something that you want to let the community know about, you can put it on that calendar. So,
okay.
And both those calendars are visited a lot by folks just to see what's going on in our community.
Absolutely. With the golf outing, are there still sponsorships available?
Yeah, one or two left. I was talking to someone on Friday. I need to follow up with today about one of these sponsorships. But, yeah, again, you can reach out to us at 475-4999. You can talk to Emily Spears if you have questions about the golf tournament. But, yeah, we've got maybe one or two sponsorships left and, you know, maybe a few teams. But, yeah, coming together nicely and very excited for it.
And are there different contests at different holes?
So we do have we have the long drive contest and I think we have a long putt on one of the holes as well. So got a couple of those, you know, for a little extra fun, some prizes there. And we're going to have some great door prizes that you can buy, you know, the raffle tickets for. And, it's just going to be a fun day.
And then at the end of the day, is there like a first, second, third place?
Yeah. So first, second, third place. We have a wrap-up party after everyone finishes up. And we'll announce the winners. We'll give out some door prizes and just have a nice opportunity to fellowship as we finish up the day.
You know, Malcolm was just mentioning, the first thing out of his mouth actually was that he was golfing this last weekend. So, Malcolm, if you're listening, you got to sign up for the Chamber Golf outing.
Yeah. and a little secret, don't tell anybody, but I recruited Malcolm. He's going to be on my team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's already in it.
Yeah. So, but he can help spread the word. So definitely. Absolutely. Definitely with that. But, yeah, so we're very excited for that. And, like I mentioned, Good Morning Pensacola will be 7:30 that morning. We always encourage people to register, PensacolaChamber.com, just to make sure you have your space. Sometimes it sells out.
Yes, it does.
It's always a packed room and a lot of great information.
Absolutely. PensacolaChamber.com if you want more details on the Pensacola's Chamber's upcoming golf outing or the Good Morning Pensacola event.
Yeah. And then on May 7th, I know you've heard some of the ads for Pensacola Navy Days. We are going to have our State of the Military luncheon. So that's Thursday, May 7th at Culinary Productions. Wrapping up getting the program set. But we're going to have some of our leaders from our local bases giving us an update on what's going on. Obviously, a lot's happening over in the Middle East. And so we'll hear about how that's impacting the bases and their missions and what they do here. So again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com. State of the Military, Thursday, May 7th, doors open at 11. Program starts at 11:30 at Culinary Productions there in downtown Pensacola.
Absolutely. And then on May 8th, there's also the Night at the Museum Gala being sponsored by the Navy Days organization.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I'm on the committee for Pensacola Navy Days. It's not a chamber event. This is an entirely separate organization, but I've been a part of it for all 3 years now. So Pensacola Navy Days will be Friday. There's a golf tournament at AC Reed. There's the Night at the Museum Gala that'll be on base at the museum. And then Saturday we have a fun run, 4K, not a 5K, a 4K, so we make it a little shorter for you, a parade and family fun fest. So all that will be in downtown Pensacola. But this week with Gallery Night, we are actually the sponsor for Gallery Night. So we'll be downtown giving out information about Pensacola Navy Days. So come check us out. And then I believe it's on the 30th, we are sponsoring the Blue Wahoos game. So lots of activities coming up with that. The reason we started Pensacola Navy Days, we want to really grow this and make it into like a fleet week. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, we're the cradle of naval aviation. We've had the base here for over 200 years. It's so important to our economy. The military impact in our two-county region is over $6 billion a year. It's the largest part of our economy. And we have to do what we can to make sure that we support that, say thank you to those men and women who do so much for us. So we started this 3 years ago, and we're looking to grow it in the future, but just an opportunity. And we call it Navy Days because, I mean, these are Navy bases we have in our community. But it celebrates all of branches of the military, and we want to make sure everyone who's affiliated with the military comes out and enjoys these events.
Absolutely. And I'm that kind of brought to mind that the U.S. Coast Guard is bringing a tall ship Eagle to visit Pensacola. Looks like May 23rd to the 25th. Is that part of Navy Days, or is that kind of
no,
its own thing?
But we do have a Coast Guard cutter that is confirmed to be at Palafox Pier for the weekend. So that's another opportunity to come out and just kind of check one of those. You know, not something you get to do all the time to, you know, see, kind of go under the deck and see what a Coast Guard cutter looks like.
Yeah, so take a tour. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, absolutely. Yeah. What else would you like to highlight?
Just a few things. You know, a big meeting coming up this week, a joint meeting between City of Pensacola and Escanaba County Commission talking about the Pensacola Bay Center and what are the opportunities there. I think we're at a point where, you know, we can do something big that can really have a positive impact on the business community. At the Chamber, we haven't taken a position on what that should look like yet. We're still monitoring these conversations and want to see, you know, kind of where they're headed first. But obviously, this is a large investment, and there are the opportunity, you know, for some, I think, some outside money maybe as well to come in, but, you know, using some public dollars, maybe some public-private partnerships to take the Bay Center and everything that I've heard about is the bones and the structure of the Bay Center are strong. They don't need to tear it down and do a rebuild, but, you know, do some upgrades and some things to make it modernized. But using the areas around the Bay Center for, you know, maybe a hotel. I mean, we have the Grand there, but that's been vacant for a little bit. A convention center is something I hear about a lot. You know, the opportunity to bring in more conventions is something that we miss out on because we don't have a facility that can fit a lot of people for, you know, multi-day events. Obviously, Pensacon would benefit from that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about doing a business expo where you could, you know, bring in hundreds of businesses to set up, but we just, you know, can't do that right now. So a convention center is something that is needed here, and hopefully that's, you know, front and center as they have these discussions.
Absolutely. An expo center to, you know, welcome different trade shows, whether that's, you know, manufacturers who want to come display their stuff. I mean, I'm thinking about, again, where I'm from in Wisconsin, they always have Oshkosh Corporation is up there, so all the fire trucks through Pierce Manufacturing and things like that, but they do conventions all across the country.
Right.
And so it'd be kind of cool to see that in downtown Pensacola, you know, having an expo center filled with different fire trucks and things like that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and we've got so much to offer, you know, from people coming in from out of town and, you know, lots of new hotels coming online downtown. And it's, you know, again, the growth is happening. A lot of great things are happening. You know, we just want to keep that momentum going.
Absolutely. And speaking of downtown, I know that the chamber offices aren't probably impacted so much by the Palafox work, but you may have some members that are impacted by the Palafox work. So any thoughts about that project as it kind of finishes and comes to the completion line?
Yeah, I mean, it is exciting to see. I was down there over the weekend just walking around, checking everything out. And, it's coming along nicely. The weather's cooperated, so I think that's helped. And everything that I'm hearing is that it's on track to finish in time. And, just encourage you, if you have the opportunity, you know, the sidewalks are still open. You can't take a car down there, but you can park free on either side of Palafox, and still, you know, enjoy the shops, enjoy the restaurants, get a cup of coffee, you know, take a nice stroll along. I go into Bodacious, grab a coffee, regularly. Grabbed lunch at Four Seasons last week, and that's always great. And they've been doing, I think they've been doing well. I think they've done a good job, you know, keeping their people informed about their specials and that sort of thing. But especially with this beautiful weather we've been experiencing, get out, you know, enjoy that weather and get out and support those businesses because, you know, it's been tough on them, but we're in the home stretch and hopefully they get this wrapped up pretty soon.
Yeah. And if anybody from the city is listening, I hope that they'll have the chamber come out and do a ribbon cutting for the big opening of Halifax.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I'm hearing a lot about the palm trees. Are they looking good?
I think so, you know, and I get it. I mean, the you don't have the roots that can cause damage to the sidewalks and they can provide a little more coverage. But I also want to mention another big event, a little bit down the road, but still will be here before we know it. The Chamber, in conjunction with the Pensacola Young Professionals, puts on the annual 4th of July fireworks. So we are in the midst of preparations for that. Looking forward to another big show. We do have some sponsorships available. So if anyone is interested in sponsoring this year, you know, we want to make this the biggest, best, brightest fireworks spectacular we've ever seen. It's America's 250th. Lots of excitement and great activities. So we have PensacolaFireworks.com. You can go there to get more information, or you can contact us at the Chamber, 475-4999. And we'd love to get your business as a part of the 4th of July fireworks spectacular. You know, it's always a great event.
Absolutely. And like you said, with the 250th being this year for our country, it's a great way to, you know, support the community and be patriotic, and that would be a great event to be part of.
Yeah, exactly. So let us know if you want to be a part of it.
And I'm taking a quick look at the website here. I know that you have an application open for the leadership class.
So we are finishing up this year's Leadership Pensacola class, or LEAP, which is officially known as. Mm-hmm. And we're in the process of, we just wrapped up kind of the application process for next year's class.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we'll be going through that process here. And once the current class finishes up in May, we'll announce next year's class. So
I see. Okay.
The LEAP calendar is basically July to May. It kind of more or less models the school year calendar in terms of their events and how their year goes. So this year's class will be picked, but if you're interested in participating in future Leadership Pensacola classes, be on the lookout in early 2027. That's when nominations for the next year's class will be taking place.
Yeah, and LEAP's a great organization and a great program to be part of because, I mean, it really helps develop those future leaders and really ingrains them in the community in terms of, like, the different things that they are exposed to. You want to talk to
them about that? Yeah, so every month there is a different quote-unquote day for Leadership Pensacola. So we had Military Day last Thursday. Spent the entire day at NAS Pensacola. Heard from Mama San, who's the commanding officer out there. But also, you know, we heard from the Admiral. We got a tour of there's a water rescue and training facility out there that we got a tour of and got to see some of that, how they do that training. We got to go on the flight line and see one of the Blue Angel jets out there and got some of the background and the history and just, you know, what makes that base work. And, you know, it's, like I said earlier, it's a Navy base, but you have every branch of the military has representation on that base. The Air Force has a large presence, but you have Army, you have Marines, you have Space Force, you have Coast Guard. So it's really fascinating. But we have those days throughout the year. We have Education Day, we have Healthcare Day, local government, infrastructure. So you get the behind-the-scenes look of what makes our community work, the people who make it happen, and I've had people who've lived here their entire lives tell me, I had no idea this is how Pensacola and Escambia County, how things work. So it's a great education and great connections, about 50 people in each class.
That's awesome. Well, we have about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to kind of wrap up the show with?
May 1st, big day. Good Morning Pensacola, and then the Chamber Classic Golf Tournament. So go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information about that and all of our upcoming events.
All right. Todd Thompson from the Pensacola Chamber. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, PJ.